You're listening to ABC Wide Bay.
Costa Georgiadis, who is known for being a real-life garden gnome with a love of nature and the outdoors. But with books like Costa's World, Gardening for Soil, the Soul and the Suburbs, and Costa's Garden, the author shows an equal passion for writing and creating stories. Today he's on the Fraser Coast encouraging others to do the same. Reporter Lucy Loram caught up with Costa ahead of another author's talk at Hervey Bay High School for a wacky and profound conversation about books. And just a warning, you might want to adjust your volume for this one.
Well, look, whenever you speak through a mega hailer, it sounds official. And that's what I love about Costa the Garden Gnome, because when he has this in hand, everything becomes like just, well, that's how it is.
But no, seriously. see, look, it just doesn't have that same tinny resonance of it's almost like there's a certain kind of formality to it compared to...
Yeah, like once, excuse me, you drop everything because, oh, hang on, there's an announcement.
Like, what am I announcing? I'm announcing that I'm very excited to be here to do a talk with the library. And so this library talk is, as an author, not just prescriptively talking about my children's book or my other book, but talking about the importance of writing, the importance of creativity, and I suppose most importantly, the role of books, and that in a digital world where everything is scroll, scroll, screen, scroll, screen, scroll, books are a completely other dimension because it's an opportunity to stop and slow down and actually sit in a corner and not be opening 17 screens, but I'm still reading the book on my Kindle or my gimbal or whatever. You know, I'm a really big advocate, particularly for the next generation, to encourage them that you are allowed to go slow. And not only are you allowed, but you need to. And it's something that we're doing with Gardening Australia Junior. And it was a big theme that I said right from the top. We need to embed this permission to just be in your world, be bored, actually have space to create, not just be told, this is how you create and this is the tool that you hold in your hand and, wow, isn't that amazing? It's big and colourful, whereas that chance for children to have and it's not time out. It's actually time in the zone, which is not dictated by apps and principles and others. So, yeah, the book is that, and I think the library is that for the community. I'm seeing around the country, libraries are the real community hub because they're apolitical, they're intergenerational and open to everyone. So yeah, I'm really loving this opportunity to move through the library network of the country.
So as you were talking, I'm sort of realizing gardens and libraries probably have that in common, right? Yeah. Place for everyone, time away from the screens.
That's a beautiful analogy because a garden and a library, they have diversity. And the more diversity there is, the healthier it is. So the fact that you've got the children here and you've got the elders and you've got everyone in between, that's what gives it its strength. Protecting our biodiversity, celebrating the differences, telling children, yes, you can express yourself. You can like that book. You can sit and do some art. And we're all artistic. I love asking children that question. Are you artistic? And well, where do you express it? It could be music, could be dance, could be sport, could be drawing, could be singing. There's so many ways, and framing it in a way that people can understand that you don't have to be caught in this river of progress. Where are we progressing to when we already have paradise here and we're constantly trying to make it virtual? Well, no. Sit and create that space in your mind by reading, or create that invitation for others by getting expressive with your writing or your drawing. I was talking to someone yesterday who were filming Gardening Australia, and one of the gallery people from the Art Gallery of New South Wales because we were at the Royal Botanic Gardens. And she was saying how, oh, I've been walking all these people past and that portrait of you in the Archibald. And she said, it's interesting to watch people. You know, they look at a picture and they all ask me different questions about it. And that's the beauty. There's no right or wrong. But what is right is our responsibility as adults to give children not just the choice, but the tools to express through slower means.
This event that's happening today, this author talk, it's a sold out event. So I actually don't think you'd need a microphone for your message to cut through to these attendees. But how much hope does that instill in you, Costa, that there is this appetite from young people in particular to read, to write, to create, as you say?
Yeah, I find great hope. I do a lot of work with youth climate leaders and I see their angst and their concern with the state of the world. You know, I mean, you don't have to be youth to be concerned about that. You never know what's going to come. And I imagine with you, with your work, you don't know what you're going to come into every morning these days. So there's so many uncertainties. There's so much disturbance. You know, that disturbance is coming through the social and the cultural frameworks of the world, but it's also coming through the natural world and you know, climate events and disturbances and extremes. You know, we just had a weather pattern off Sydney, which is more something that you'd expect that's further up here in your part of the world. So these disturbances are part of it, but what I see with the children is with their access to so much information, what they need is just a safe port and dependable people to help them rank and order this bombardment of information. Like it's just being dumped on them left, right and centre. They have capacity and it's easy for us as adults to go, oh, you know, the kids are great these days. They can multitask. But the operating system can only take so much. And so to give them these circuit breakers and say, just having an indoor plant and tending it, when tending, just tend. When turning the compost, just turn the compost. It reminds me of this comment that a Zen monk said to me in Switzerland. It's better to travel well than to arrive. And what that is about is presence, being present. You know, I'm here with you now. I know there's a room of people excited for this talk today. But while I'm here, this is what I'm thinking about, and that's what we need to instill, because there's so much disturbance in children. That capacity to sit and read 6 pages of a book when they're flicking through screens at 60 scrolls a second, like it's really incumbent on us to edge this back into their world and encourage it, not as a sales pitch, because that's the wrong approach. Just, we got to do it. You know, I'm just chuffed that I can come to a beautiful part of the country that has such natural assets that where else would you want to be than outside? But to also instill that connection between the outside and the inside of the mind, and that we need to build these threads that connect the two, because that synergy is where we build long-term connection and real community. And that has to go through one other organ, and that's this one, the heart.
That's author Costa Georgiadis and perhaps philosopher, but gardener, speaking to Lucy Loram. The garden gnome himself is in Hervey Bay today for an author talk at Hervey Bay State School at 10 o'clock. But that is a sold-out event. Keep an eye on your gardens, though. You might find him poking around in there.